Hello.
Mr. President, have a good day.
Pretty good. I would say so-so. We got troubles in Tennessee, but we may make it unless the segregation thing gets a lot tighter. They're getting real mean. They got a ad out in Texas today that we got them to kill like the film. They got a nice, fine-looking...
The black boy taking the white boy's job.
Yeah, did you see that?
I read about it in the tickers. They got
it's the most revolting thing in the world. We had published Department of Worth a good goddamn, it'd be on the front page of every paper.
Yeah.
It's got LBJ's civil rights bill and you, employees, read this. Then they got a fine-looking, honest, clean, pink cheek boy and got fired under him in a square right under him. Then they've got an arrogant-looking Negro boy with his teeth showing, grinning.
Oh, great.
Say, hired. And say, employee, read this. And let me see what it says. Please, Negro youth marked hired, unhappy white youth label fired.
Yeah.
It was the telegram made public. Let's see, once Skeen Enterprise. Did you know that Lyndon Johnson's civil rights bill can get you fired from your job and give it to a person of another race? No matter what ability you have to do your job or how much seniority you have on your job, you can lose your job because Johnson's civil rights bill, this is your last chance. Vote to put an end to racial favoritism. Vote to protect your job. Vote to protect your family. Vote to protect your home. Employers, read this. This is your last chance. Save your freedom. Run your own business as you choose.
Couldn't be dirtier. Well, I think it will get publicity because, as I say, I was looking at the ticker for other things and I ran across it, but it certainly needs to be pushed. I've got to bother you with one international matter. The British have been framing an economic program against their growing dollar balance of payments crisis over a week. And they've worked one out, which, while it's not perfect from our point of view, is in all the odds, Dylan and Herder and Rusk, and I agree, the least painful thing they could do. Wilson has come into you explaining it and gives the eight-point program. The two most important parts are steps to reduce imports by imposing a system of temporary charges on all imports, with the exception of foodstuffs, raw tobacco, and basic raw materials. Going to be about a 15% surcharge. How much it'll hit our manufactured exports, we don't know. It's a temporary device. And at the same time, the second step is a big step to increase exports. What they are not doing are the two things that had Dylan scared. They're not going to devalue, and they're not going to raise the interest rate. So on balance, since they're dealing with something like a $2 billion annual deficit running against them, it's a fantastic situation at the moment. That's the rate, anyway. We are satisfied with it, and we want to go back and thank him for his message. And while we regret restrictive measures, we want to express our... I'll read you the draft answer, or I can bring them to you if you'd like me to.
No, I think that's all right.
I think this is all right. What we want to say is thank you for your message, giving the outline of your new economic program. For further details given to us today by Eric Brohl, he's their economic man here. While we always regret the recourse to restrictive measures, fully recognize the need for strong action in defense of sterling. Welcome your assurance that the import surcharges are temporary and will be removed as soon as your balance of payment permits. Also, pleased at your desire to avoid recourse to higher interest rates. Wish you every effort and success in your efforts to strengthen fundamentally the competitive position of British industry. Success in this effort reinforced the position of the whole free world. I'm not sure you want to wish British industry well, just in case it leaks. I'll take that one out, but I'll put the other one in and get it out. This will break on Monday, although it's already leaking and is on the tickers. They have played ball with us very well. They'd better, of course, because if we choose to fight sterling, they're really ruined. But on balance, our people are impressed by the energy that Wilson is showing, and we've all known this was coming and was just being pushed ahead because of their election. Those are the only troubles I've got. We think there's a hiatus in Saigon. There's a new government coming in, but we've had nothing from Max yet. It's all on the tickers rather than in the cables.
What are you going to make news for on Sunday for Monday?
That's a good question. The one thing we've got coming out tonight is this weather agreement. I haven't got anything in the bank for tomorrow. The thing where most of us working on is this speech of yours for Wednesday, the TV one, which I think is going to be your last television audience until the night before the election, as I understand.
Did you see the stand on the one with the youth coming out tonight?
I'm going to watch it at 8:30, Mr. President. I read the text and I'm absolutely satisfied that they can't go wrong. I think it was a brilliant job. Bill Moyers tells me I haven't seen anything until I've seen it, but the words are fine and there's just no trouble in it.
What time is it, 8:30?
8:30. I'm afraid you're going to miss it. The rest of us will be watching.
How long is it, 30 minutes?
30 minutes, well, 28, but it's a half-hour program.
Okay, thanks.
Right, sir.